Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Martinez with the infield in, and Ramos is going to catch, and he's going to throw. There's the catch, here's the throw, and they got him!
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Woo! NBC Sports Barry and Kipe's call of Ramos gunning him down at the plate. That was a big play last night.
Big time.
In the top of the ninth.
Great throw, great catch, great tag. And the whole thing now can't impede the runner, but yep. We got to be close enough to where we catch and tag. The whole thing was just flawless and just got him.
Got him by an absolute centimeter. And for the moment, it was Logan Porter's final act as a professional San Francisco Giant.
It was his finest hour.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some funky stuff that you didn't see coming that we need to get to before we get back to Devers and the Giants. But apparently, Grandy, do we have a lineup for tonight?
Indeed we do.
Okay. And you said maybe there are some new wrinkles.
There's some changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys want to try to figure out what it is?
That'd be fun.
I'd love to.
I have not seen it yet. Okay. Now, is there a left-handed starter? Is that right?
Yes. Yes,
Logan Allen.
That confirmed? Triple confirmed?
Confirmed. Logan Allen.
And he's not an opener. He's an actual starting pitcher.
Not a great one, but yes, he is a starting pitcher.
All right. I'm going to give you a wrinkle right now.
You're going to wrinkle his wrinkle?
I say Elliot Ramos is leading off.
Whoa.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, Grandy, you thought you had me on that one.
There's
another spot in the lineup that I don't think you're going to get.
All right.
That was good.
Ramos.
Hats off to you.
Ramos is leading off. I think that they'll keep the next. You want to, like, do we go Adamas second, Devers third?
I would imagine so, yeah, absolutely.
Adamas second, Devers third. Okay. All right. Now's where it gets interesting. Okay. We know that Flores is playing first.
Yep.
What else do we got?
Jung-Hoo
Lee in center. I imagine
Nutball, probably, hopefully, we'll get Schmidt on.
Schmidt will be at third.
Fitzgerald will be at second.
Right.
And Bailey will catch. Playing right?
Probably Yaz.
Against the lefty, even?
Yeah.
I'll help you guys out. You named all of the remaining position players.
Okay. I would guess that batting fourth would be Wilmer Flores. Okay. All right. We got the first four all set. Now comes the hard part.
Well, you got Jung-Hoo Lee, Yaz, right? Schmidt, Fitzgerald, and Bailey are your remaining ones.
Golly, where the hell is Jung-Hoo Lee batting tonight?
Well,
okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say he is left-hand, right? Left-hand hitting?
Yeah.
Well, Yaz is left-hand hitting?
Correct.
So you'd want to split them up, I would imagine.
And Yaz is hot, by the way, too. He's hot!
I think it would go Lee 5, Yaz 7, and then That's just my my gut. I defer to you, though.
Randy said that there was another wrinkle.
Yep.
There's another wrinkle in there. I'm going to say that batting fifth after Flores
is
Mike Yastrzemski.
You guys are both wrong.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I thought that was a new sounder. Lucas the Clown.
All right, who's batting fifth?
Casey Schmidt is batting fifth.
Okay, Casey, that'll make people really happy after last night. All right.
So who's batting sixth?
Well, now I would say probably Jung-Hoo Lee. Okay, Jung-Hoo Lee, and then 7, 8, 9.
Fitz, Yaz, and Bailey is what we have left.
Right.
Correct.
So I would go,
in some order.
And you're coming off of Jung-Hoo Lee. So I'm going to go Yaz, Bailey, Fitz. Bailey, Fitz.
You agree, Dibs?
I personally would go Bailey, Yaz, Fitz, but defer to
Mark.
Made
it easy because you guys are both wrong again.
Oh, all right. Who is it?
Batting seventh is Fitzgerald. Eighth, Yastrzemski.
Yes,
Bailey,
then,
ninth.
Then Bailey, okay. Big all right. Boy, they love that righty-lefty.
So just real quick, Ramos, Adamas, Devers, Flores, Schmidt, Jung-Hoo Lee, Fitzgerald, Yaz, Bailey.
Okay. All right.
Ramos.
Go get them, boys. Hit them where they ain't.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, I do like the Adamas Devers 2-3. That to me is the one that you would want all year.
Of course. And I can't wait till batting fifth is Matt Chapman rather than Casey Schmidt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, again, there are scenarios that exist that when Matt Chapman gets back, you have an opportunity to not make this your top five, but your top six. Your top six. Like, I think that the old standby, once everybody's healthy, my guess, Jung-Hoo Lee leads off, Adamas bats second, and then obviously Devers is going to bat third. It looked like based off of last night, they kind of dig maybe Elliot Ramos batting fourth, and then you still have Flores and Chapman to play with. Now, do you want to do righty, righty, righty? Maybe they don't, so maybe somebody even drops down to seventh.
Yep.
But whatever. The point is I think you've got six plus bats in a row that you could put at the top of the lineup. When Yaz goes on his streaks, he's hit right, very serviceable. We'll see what Patrick Bailey can do. I tend to not mind about that because of the way he catches. And then, you know, Fitz is struggling right now, but, you know, whatever. Your second baseman. Hopefully he can get it going a little bit. But that, to me, that's a lineup you can play with, man, especially with this pitching staff.
Absolutely. And the key is if you get six plus bats and if Yaz can, you know, continue to contribute more regularly, then all of a sudden you don't have three automatic outs. This team has had three automatic outs for a long time and no plus bats, really, or a plus bat here or there. And now you have legitimate bats. And if you can stretch the lineup, then you also reduce the number of players that are going to be in the lineup who are hitting below 200.
I mean, I can just tell you, I bet a lot of you felt the same. When the top of the order was coming up last night, it was kind of like, all right, here we go. And it delivered some form of, like, action every single time it came up. They didn't always produce a run or two or whatever.
Right.
But there were loud hits. There were people on base. They were threatening every single time they went through that portion of the order last night. And when it's five or six of your hitters, that comes at you fast.
It does.
Kind of like the Dodger lineup, except for that one goes all the way through to nine.
Exactly. And it feels like, as a Giants fan now, you can show up to a game and you can feel proud and you feel like you belong. You know, it's like when you're a kid and you show up with a backpack, and your backpack is a hand-me-down from your older brother, and everyone else has the shiny new JanSport with all the fancy binders, and you got some crappy backpack, and well, now you've got one of these fancy backpacks too. So you pull up to the bus line, and you feel like you're fitting in because you have what these other teams have.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.